By air and on land, the Turkish military assault on Kurdish forces and civilians in northeastern Syria continues following President Trump's decision to withdraw US troops from the area. Turkish President Erdogan has ignored the international condemnation and seems determined to defy it. And President Trump has been defending his decision, effectively to abandon his former Kurdish allies in the fight against ISIS.
Now, the Kurds are fighting for their land, just so you understand. They're fighting for their land. And as somebody wrote in a very, very powerful article today, they didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example. They mentioned names of different battles. They were there, but they're there to help us with their land. And that's a different thing. In addition to that, we have spent tremendous amounts of money on helping the Kurds in terms of ammunition, in terms of weapons, in terms of money, in terms of pay. With all of that being said, we like the Kurds.
He likes the Kurds, and President Erdogan, again, critical of anyone calling what's going on in Syria at the moment an invasion, and threatening millions of refugees being released into Europe. Frederica Geerdink is a Kurdistan-based writer and journalist who's following events. And Frederica Geerdink, on the second day of Turkey's offensive, the fighting is reported to be heavy. Can you fill us in on the latest, please?
Yes. Well, Turkey has removed parts of the wall that it has built the last couple of years on the border between Turkey and Syria, which means it's going into Syria. Last night, the Kurdish forces, Kurdish Arab forces, we should say, have repelled an attack. But in the end, Turkey will get in because Turkey has planes and tanks, and the SDF doesn't have all that. So, yeah, Turkey will cross the border.
What resistance will the Kurdish forces be likely to be able to offer?
Well, they have, this morning they've also declared, like, our resistance is, of course, with weapons, but they say also we resist also with our ideology. And that's very interesting thing to say, because what we heard Trump just say about that the Kurds are just fighting for their land, that is not true, actually. They are not fighting just for their land. They are fighting for a certain ideology that mm-hmm. they have, which is based on local democracy. And they're expanding that also to lands outside the Kurdish areas, for example, to Raqqa, which was the capital of Islamic State. And they've given 11,000 lives for that. So not only for their own land, not only for the Kurds, but also for other people who live in Syria.
What is Turkey's ultimate aim here? What is President Erdogan's ultimate aim? Does he have a clear objective, or does he risk getting sucked into another conflict without end?
Well, the idea was to establish what he calls a safe zone. It's not going to be a safe zone, of course, because since 2012, throughout the Syrian war, this region has been relatively peaceful. A 30-kilometer zone where he also wants to resettle Syrian refugees who've been in Turkey for many years. But that was sort of the negotiation before he attacked. And now that he has gotten the green light from Trump, he could mm-hmm. go further than that until Assad says, like, you have to stop here. And Assad, of course, has support from the Russian Air Force. But Erdogan already said, like, he would like to go further, for example, in the direction of Raqqa, which is much further than 30 kilometers into Syria. But at some point, he will find also the resistance of the Syrian army. So we'll have to mm-hmm. see how that goes.
And when you say President Trump giving the green light to this, many interpreted the withdrawal of US troops, the few US troops who were left in the area, as that green light. Even Republican loyalists have been rounding on the president over the fact that he has abandoned his former Kurdish allies in Syria. But he appears to be defiant, just as President Erdogan is, and determined to press ahead.
Yes, and it's interesting that he also says that Turkey shouldn't go too far, and that also European countries say that they condemn what Turkey is doing. But the thing is, this is not like a surprise or something. Turkey, Erdogan has been saying for for a long time that he wants to go to Syria. And the thing is, there's been a military cooperation between America and the SDF, but there's never been any political support from the international community for the kind of democracy and the kind of autonomy that the Kurds have been building there. If there had been any pressure also on different groups, including Turkey, including Russia, to get the Kurds on the table when we're talking about a post-war Syria, about a new constitution, then maybe this wouldn't have happened if there was more security on the political front.
Frederica Geerdink, Kurdistan-based writer and journalist, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One.